Broadcast Studios, this is ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
It's an amazing Monday in Albuquerque, New Mexico. That's why we live here, because we have one of the most beautiful places to live in all the earth. So we're very thankful for that. I am joined in studio, and I have to say, when I'm so blessed to name these three gentlemen that are in this studio with me, because it's an amazing thing they're about to do. I want to have you welcome in Nick Camacho. He's the advancement pastor with Citizen Church, missions pastor Chris Franklin with Sagebrush Church, and Calvary Church community liaison Matt Moffitt. Gentlemen, you are about to feed a whole bunch of people in Albuquerque. The churches have come together to do this spectacular thing. Welcome to ABQ Connect.
Thank you, Jim.
Thank you.
Good
Thank
stuff.
Thank you so much.
Hey,
I
let's
just
go.
Gotta say, it's the Big C Church feeding them, right?
It's not
these three guys right here. It's the Big C Church.
Well, it's the bodies. Bodies. I mean, how many people do you guys represent? Is this probably close to 35, 40, maybe even 50,000 people in our community?
Yeah.
Could be. I mean, that's a significant number. And, you know, these are people that have a heart just to help everybody.
Mm-hmm.
In the current environment of, you know, racial tension and all the things that are going on, this is the exact opposite of it. This is three big churches in our community coming together to just, you know, love on people and whatever their station in life, whatever's going on with them, no qualifications for this food. So, Matt, tell us how this came together. How did this project come together?
Well, Nate ran into me out here in the church property one day and said, hey, Convoy of Hope has offered to send food out mm-hmm. by the truckload. Mm-hmm. Is there something we could do with it? And I think I had just spoken with Nick that day. And so I quickly called Nick from Citizen and I said, hey, what do you think if we brought multiple churches together to deliver 2,000 families with food for a week? And he said, man, I don't care what it takes. I'm in. We reached out to Chris Franklin and he said, without even a missed heartbeat, he's in. And so within a few days, we had confirmed with our leadership teams at each of the churches that this is something that we all wanted to be involved in. And I think the thing that we were seeing through the COVID-19 pandemic was just that there were so many people that were struggling with food insecurity. People who had never experienced it before were needing help. And we thought, so many of these families don't even know how to access assistance out in the community. So how can we take the resources of the community of faith and bridge that gap out into the community at large? Yeah. And so we decided that that's what we wanted to do. We prayed about it, and God has just opened a ton of doors.
Yeah. Chris, this is going to be a little bit different food drive than we're used to, because a lot of times we're collecting non-perishable food items and, you know, having those in food pantries and everything for a long time. And it's good. People are thankful for that food. But this is going to be fresh food, right?
It's a combination of both. And the beautiful part about this is there's no need for a food drive. Mm-hmm. Convoy of Hope, as an amazing organization, has literally semi-trucks full of non-perishable food that get delivered here. And for this one, it's going to be at Cliffs Amusement Park, right in their parking lot. We're so grateful for the management over there opening up a very central location for people to come into.
Mm-hmm.
It's sad that people can't be there riding rides right now, but the place is still going to do some good. So the food's already here. We don't need people in the community to bring food. What we need is to get the food out to people.
Mm.
And it sounds like that would be easy, but like Matt said, we're seeing a whole new demographic of people suffering from food insecurities. People in middle class areas that you never thought would be having to go pick up a box of food to feed their family for a week, needing that.
Yeah.
So I say it all the time. This is Planet Fitness. It's the judgment-free zone. Mm-hmm. We're not asking who you are or how much you make to come pick up this food. We just want to love you as Christ loves us by providing food for you. So any and everyone can come get it. So there's non-perishable food. And then a really amazing thing that Convoy of Hope does as well is farmers and dairy farmers that are also struggling right now, not able to sell all their food, their dairy, because you know, Starbucks was closed down. Think how much milk Starbucks goes through. Mm. So instead of letting that go to waste, Convoy of Hope bought that up, built it in a trailer, and boom, now you got a trailer full of dairy products and perishable food as well. So
wow, and that really blesses the farmers.
Yeah, it blesses everyone. It's people loving people, you know?
What an incredibly cool story this is. So Nick, Matt describes calling you when this idea first came up. What went through your head? How did you automatically say, I mean, is this the Holy Spirit saying, we're here, we're do whatever?
Absolutely. No, first I thought, you know, how cool it is for, you know, someone from Calvary, Matt Moffitt, to contact another church in the city and ask them to be a part of it. And it just goes back to the heartbeat of unity. And, you know, once I took it to our leadership team and we ended up talking about it, we knew we wanted to be a part of it. And, you know, we're one body. We're God's church in the city. And, you know, we spoke to this several times, but it's just so cool to see three different congregations, three different churches unified to make a difference in the community. And it's even in the title of what we're trying to do. It's the community drive-through family food relief. Mm-hmm. And we have highlighted the word unity because that's what it's all about. You know, one thing that was on our hearts as Citizen Church and in talking with these guys is, you know, we know, you know, in Paul actually said that, you know, in Corinthians, you know, that Jesus, we're in the ministry of reconciliation. And that's what we're trying to embody is this idea of reconciliation, reconciling the church to one another, reconciling people to the church, mm-hmm. and just being the hands and feet of Jesus in the community. And I know there's no better guys that reflect that heart than these two right here mm-hmm. and what their churches represent and what their pastors represent. And so we're just honored to be a part of it.
Yeah. Wow. I mean, I meant everything I said when we started the show is just to have three large churches, three churches, period. Forget large. I mean, three churches, period. Just having a heart to do something for the community together is just a wild thing to me. I'm so blessed by it. I'm excited to see that people are going to be able to drive in. Matt Moffitt, tell us about the logistics. How can people come and pick up food on June 20th?
Yeah, we're going to start at 9:00 in the morning. We're going to be in the parking lot at Cliffs Amusement Park over off Osuna and the frontage road there on I-25. I don't know what time cars will start lining up, but we're planning to serve 2,000 vehicles that day. So 2,000 families with a week worth of perishable and non-perishable food items. We've got about 18 tents that we're setting up, serving both sides of those tents so that we'll move the cars through quickly. We've got 400 volunteers that are come alongside the whole project to pack the food, to deliver the food, to pray with people. So we're just looking to not only meet the physical needs of people, but also the spiritual needs. Yeah. People have been isolated. And beyond the hunger for physical food, I think there's a real hunger for spiritual food as well out in the community, the people that have been isolated. So just, you know, come out. It's a no-touch drop-off. It's a no-touch prayer zone. We want people to feel safe to come out. And so when people can line up their cars and we'll queue them up and we'll get them through quickly. So we're just excited to be able to see people and wave through the car windows at people and say hey and have that volunteer engagement.
Yeah, sounds good. Chris Franklin, why is it important for people to I'm going to say receive a blessing? Are there some people that won't come get food because they're somehow thinking they shouldn't receive this blessing?
Yeah, and it goes back to a brand new demographic, right? For some people, this is going to be their first time saying, I need help, by saying, I can't do this on my own. I don't know where my next meal is going to come from. And I don't know about you guys, but I'm a prideful person. Like that'd be hard to do, to go, I can't handle this. I need some help. But vulnerability is so huge and it helps us grow as people. So being able to set all that aside, like I said, it's a judgment-free zone. We're not there to judge you or point our finger at you like, you poor person, you can't get food.
And you don't have to sign up or anything.
Don't have to sign anything. We literally just want to love you. So being able to set that aside, pull into a parking lot and see a smiling face, man, I'll tell you what, they're going to pull out of that parking lot so full of love that they're going to have no choice but to go release that love to other people. because that's the way it works. So you come in, receive that blessing, you're then able to go be a blessing to somebody else. So the hope is that this becomes a snowball effect for our community, that people can come in, be loved, and then, hey, maybe as they pull into their driveway, they turn and look at their neighbor and say, you know what? I wonder how they're doing. Let me go check in on them. Maybe I'll call my buddy back up, and it can just tidal wave down. And it sounds cheesy, but you can love everybody through that, right? You got to love the people in front of you. Trust God's going to do the rest with it.
Talk to us about the people that have volunteered, and you need some more people to come alongside you to help.
We do. So we still have some spots open. We've had an amazing response. We opened up registration to our three churches yesterday at 1 o'clock. It's kind of cool. You build this anticipation because people have been isolated at home, like Nick was saying, for a while. And I know I can speak for these guys, but they have a servant's heart. So we have people that are isolated at home with that itch, that like, I want to get out and I want to serve. I want to go do something. So providing them the opportunity, man, they jumped on it. But 400 people, we still got some spots left to fill. So for those that have signed up, we're super grateful for you. For those that want to go, and maybe there's that angst, I don't know if I can go outside. I'm a little nervous because it is scary times. I mean, you don't know. You go outside, you could get coronavirus and go back inside, and who knows what's going to happen. But I firmly believe there's no place better to be than God's will.
Yeah.
And God wants us loving others, and this is an opportunity to do that. So Nick actually has the opportunity for people to go on their website. So Nick knows his website where people can go.
Let's talk about that.
And register.
I mean, I just want to piggyback off of something that Chris just said. You know, we are so thankful for people that have already signed up, and we're so excited to get more of our community out there to serve on June 20th. And if you're one of those people listening right now and you want to get involved, you want to make a difference, you want to be a part, I just tell you right now, you can go to citizen.church and then /events, and you'll see right there on the events page, citizen.church/events, you'll see the sign up genius, the sign up form for this event. We want to encourage you, whether you call Citizen Church your church home or not, you can go there to sign up and be a part.
And what are the volunteers going to be doing, Matt?
We've got three full-size semi-trucks of food that we're going to have to offload. So we're going to be unloading that food.
And then that's sometime like Saturday morning?
That's all part of the one day. We are doing this in the same day. So the trucks will roll in. We'll start unloading. As soon as they're unloading, the packing crew is going to start packing it into the boxes and bags. Then we have people who will be taking it from there over to each of the pickup stations, dropping off the food. We'll start the queue of cars coming through to pick up the food. So it's going to – I mean, we have this vision that it's going to be great and it's going to be awesome. And it's not going to be without some hiccups, but, you know, we're flexible. If coronavirus hasn't taught us anything, it's how to be flexible, right, guys?
The truth.
It's really as simple as – taking food from a semi-truck and putting it in a smaller car,
you know,
and loving people in the midst of it.
It's so true. And we were talking about this, the three of us, we wanted to go back to the heart of mobilizing the church, the people in the church. And so there are several ways we could have brought this event to life, but we were all in agreement that this could be a great opportunity to have people come be a part of it and serve, walk boxes to different stations, unload the truck, and again, be the hands and feet of Jesus. And so I don't know, about you guys, but I know for me specifically, the most exciting thing in the world is to see the church mobilized. And so that's what we provided through this opportunity. And working with these guys is just an opportunity for the church to be the church.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Jim, I have to tell you, you know, you and I are the old guys in this room. People can't tell that on the radio, but we are the old guys. We have two really young guys in Chris and Nick. And so, you know, my thinking from a logistical standpoint originally was somebody had donated a warehouse to us. So my idea was we offload the goods into the warehouse. We bring teams in, we package it, we get it ready. Then we move it from the warehouse to wherever we're going to deliver the food. And so when I presented that to Nick and Chris, they kind of looked at me a little crazy and they said, let me just share a crazy idea. What if we did everything in one day? We'll just roll the three trucks right into the parking lot. We'll unload them. We'll package it. We'll deliver it. And we will make this incredible volunteer experience so that people just go away from it feeling like, man, that was amazing. And so when they shared that, I thought, youth prevails.
There it goes. There's a different energy level.
Yes, exactly.
You know, I want to take a poll and find out which church drinks more coffee.
Oh.
When we come back, we'll talk about that. We'll be back on ABQ Connect. We have Nick Gonzalez, and he is with Citizen Church. We have Chris Franklin, missions pastor at Sagebrush, and Calvary Church Community Liaison Matt Moffitt. We'll be right back after these messages.
I'm Rob Sneed, general manager at Power Ford. Have you ever wondered why people dread buying a new car? Maybe it's because of the way they were treated in the past. Maybe they were disrespected, or maybe they were even lied to. Well, none of us can change the past, but at Power Ford, we can help you write the future. We're a different type of dealership, so you have a different type of experience. We believe in doing the right thing, building trust, and leading with our values. Faith, family, and then Ford. We're here to help. Just ask. Find your ride at mypowerford.com.
Life can take an unexpected turn in your home or business by fire or flood. As a result, you may have mold problems. Let the experts put your mind at ease with a quick response from locally owned water extraction experts. They'll provide service within the hour, are available 24/7 for emergencies, and work with all insurance companies. Professional, certified, and friendly technicians are here to do the job right the first time. Call the experts now at 505-250-6500. Or visit them online at waterextractionexperts.com.
Are you having a craving for authentic and delicious New Mexican cuisine? Sadie's On Academy is offering phone-in, curbside pickup, and online ordering with menu items like their shredded beef brisket tacos, Brian's carne adobada ribs, sopapilla sliders, and more. Don't forget to pick up their famous Sadie's Chips and Salsa, located at 5400 Academy Road Northeast. Orders can be placed at 505-821-3388. That's 505-821-3388.
The 2-Minute Drill. This is Roger Patterson with a minute of Vision for Life. In the foreword of Bum Phillips' biography, former Houston Oilers tight end Mike Barber says, all of us come to a place and time when the clock is running out. It's the fourth quarter, and we find ourselves about to make the biggest call of our life. That's when we find we need a coach. You know, I haven't always seen the clock or known it was the fourth quarter, but the pressures of life let me know when I need a coach. The coach is the wise one. He or she is the sage that can say in just a few words the applicable lessons that last us a lifetime. Proverbs chapter 10, verse 20 states, the words of the godly are like sterling silver. If you feel like you're in the 2-minute drill of life, look and listen for one who's been where you are and has the wisdom that experience brings. Find the old sage and seek out their wisdom. Their apt word can change everything.
Dr. Roger Patterson, author of the 365-day devotional, A Minute of Vision for Men. At visionforlife.org.
On KNKT, this is ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
So I better say hi to my friend Nick Gonzalez, but he's not in studio with us. Our friend Nick Camacho with Citizen Church is here in studio. Sorry, that was a Freudian slip, I guess, what they call it, Nick.
It's all good.
It's good to have you in here. I'm joined in studio by three gentlemen that represent three significantly large churches. And I'm blessed by that, not because of the size of your church, but because the church is the people. And the people are mobilizing and unifying and coming together to help people in our community. And that's particularly gratifying and is a major blessing because, boy, the last 10 days our country's experienced so much division, division of races. Last week I had on Bishop David Cooper, the New Hope Full Gospel Baptist Church here in Albuquerque. Most of his congregation is black, and he expressed to me that every day of his life he has to live on the edge or totally aware because he's never really felt, you know, like he was completely accepted because of the color of his skin. And that's just heartbreaking. And I'm white. I don't think I've really thought about it that in depth. And it's heartbreaking, the sacrifice that was had to being made of a human life. George Floyd passed away, but now the country is aware. Now they're mobilized, and I'm excited to see the church doing something that is really simple and doing it together. Chris Franklin, you do missions at Sagebrush Church, and you've been involved in this project going on for a week or so, or a little bit longer in terms of the planning.
Time kind of has all crunched together, so yeah. Maybe a month we've been working on this.
Oh, my. It's come together pretty quickly. the way this is going, and I know you're going to give away close to 2,000 boxes of food. How much food is that for a family, Chris?
It'll be a week's worth of food.
A week's worth.
Now, obviously, some people are bigger and they eat a little more, mm-hmm. so their food may go a little faster. But on average, it's about a week's worth of food for a family.
Yeah. Well, it's going to be really special. Nick, in your planning, and you're going to be taking some phone calls, you're going to be mobilizing some volunteers. How soon do people need to get in touch and get signed up and get ready to go?
The sooner the better. I mean, we have limited spots available right now. We're never going to turn away a volunteer, but ultimately it would be nice to get this thing filled up today, yeah. tomorrow, or as soon as we possibly can. And so, again, for those of you that are wanting to sign up, you can check out citizen.church/events for the sign-up page for this community food drive-through.
Mm. And the sooner you register, the sooner we can start getting you trained.
Yes.
What it's going to be like, because we're in a whole new day of age, social distancing, all this stuff. So we have to work differently than we would in the past. So the sooner you can register, the better.
Yeah.
And like Nick said, we won't turn away volunteers. You want to show up at 8 o'clock on June 20th and ready to work, man, we'll put you to work. We'll yep. find something for you to do, but sooner than better.
So Nick, do you have to have some super qualifications? Do you have to have gone to Bible school and be super sinless and perfect kind of Christian to be a volunteer at this event?
You know what? No. No, not at all. Honestly, you just have to have a heart for people and want to come out and make a difference.
Hey, I asked that question because so many people are stuck.
Yeah.
They haven't received the forgiveness that's extended to us through Jesus on the cross. They can't take it. They can't say, God, I just need your forgiveness. Thank you for giving it to me. And so I know I kind of feel a little sarcastic or sound a little sarcastic expressing myself that way, but truly, one of the best ways to get out of stuff that you're dealing with is to serve other people. Mm-hmm. So, Matt, tell us a little bit about what's going to happen the day of. You're going to be staying in your car, and you're going to be lining up kind of on McLeod there?
No, you'll start on the frontage road. So come off on I'm the newest here to Albuquerque,
Jefferson.
So.
Jefferson and go north.
Yeah, on the frontage road. And you'll head towards Osuna.
Okay.
And you'll turn right on Osuna. And the parking lot for Cliffs is right there between the frontage road and San Mateo.
And so you'll bring cars into the parking lot. They'll kind of pick up their box of food and then exit to the right going up towards San Mateo?
Correct.
Okay. And so it should be a constant flow.
Yeah. That's our thinking.
Yeah, and Chris mentioned earlier, I think it was you that said it's going to be a touchless kind of event. You're going to be protecting all the volunteers. And tell us a little bit more about that. Will there be masks available and those kind of things for people?
People won't need masks.
Okay.
They're staying in their car the whole time.
Okay.
They'll roll up, roll down the driver's window. We'll point them to which lane they go to. They can have a conversation with us if they want, or they can just wave and keep driving. Roll up to the tent to where they'll get their food, press the little pop your trunk button, open your trunk, we'll set the food in there and wave goodbye to you. As simple as that. So there's no need for them to have masks. If they want to wear a mask, that's great, but they won't get out of their car. They'll stay in the car the whole duration.
Yeah. I get the feeling that Nick might want to rather have cars moving and try to see if he can hit the window or hit the trunk while they're moving. What do you think?
Moving target.
I thought about that a little bit.
Yeah, Nick was the one, you know, who wanted to have the big slingshot and
yes.
just, you know, launch some product into the cars, but we kind of had to, you know, come on, Nick.
I don't know. I think Nick wants to walk alongside the car and drink a cup of coffee with them.
I do.
He just wants to do life with them.
Yeah. That's
it. The whole way. He'll start with them from the interstate, walk all the way through Cliffs, and then wave bye to them after a couple cups of coffee. Be happy.
Yeah. Nick, in your experience with people in your church, you guys are back to meeting a little bit
yeah,
now.
We are.
And you're, I'm sure, being thoughtful and careful about how that all happens. What's been your feedback from people in your congregation about the toughest thing about being isolated?
That's such a great question, Jim. And I think that's something we're trying to figure out right now. And we were just talking about this in the parking lot. And as we've kind of entered this new season of opening our building up again, I think one of the revelations that we've had as a church is we've got to be in the driver's seat of leading people back to church and not just expecting people to show up like they did before. And I think that came from the realization of the fact that we've been living in this new normal for 3 months of staying at home, watching church when we want to, doing things when we want to, and not even leaving our houses. Mm-hmm. And so I think one of the biggest lessons learned and one of the things we're hearing from people is ultimately, hey, we want to be back, but it was almost like we got stuck in this pattern of a new life. Mm-hmm. And so one of our biggest challenges has been, hey, let's reengage and let's lead people back to the physical gathering. And so, yeah, we're 4 weeks into this now and we're learning stuff every single week. And you know, we learned stuff this last weekend that we're going to apply, but, it's honestly exciting if I could just be real, because, there's new challenges that are presented and it's forcing us as pastors, as leaders, as staff members to be thinking on our feet and to be adaptable and to be resilient and to like embrace the change as it comes.
Yeah. Do you feel pressure? I mean, has this been, like fatiguing pressure, or is it invigorating? I don't know if I'm verbalizing that question well enough.
I think it's a combination of both, honestly. And, you know, I can't speak for my senior pastor, Pastor Dustin Woodward. I know that, you know, for him carrying the weight of the entire church, I couldn't even imagine what that's like. I know as an executive staff member, it's heavy. In trying to weigh, you know, certain people say, hey, we're coming back for masks because you have masks. And other people are saying, hey, we're not coming back because you have masks. And certain people, and trying to weigh, you know, which group you want to make happy. And then at the end of the day, it's not about either, ultimately. It's about who are we going to be? What do we want to do? And how are we going to lead people back to the gathering? And that's what we've kind of made it all about in the last 4 weeks.
Yeah. Chris, you handle the missions department at Sagebrush. Tell us how your missionaries are doing out in the field.
For me personally, it's very hard to not go visit my friends in other countries. We've had to postpone every trip that we had this year. We had 27 different trips to 9 different countries. And to date, we're postponed through July. So praying that August and September will go. But it's a day-to-day thing. So it's tough for me to not go see my friends in person, to not go visit these people that I have developed such great relationships with, because as a first world country, we're struggling. Yeah. You know, we're seeing how the rest of the world lived normally, not knowing where our next meal was coming from, job uncertainties, things like that. This is normal for them. But it's hit them as well. You really see how connected we are as a globe. You know, when the American economy stops buying things, certain countries stop making them, and that puts people out of work. And now all of a sudden they don't know where their meal is coming from, and they don't have unemployment that they can go get. There's not food banks that they can go get food from. People aren't doing drive-through food pantries. So I had one missionary tell me, and this was just heartbreaking. He said, this thing has the potential to wipe this country off the face of the earth.
Wow.
And that just weighs heavy on your heart to know that there are people out there dying from starvation, not from the virus. Some will die from the virus, obviously, but from starvation. And it's heartbreaking. But the great hope that I have is that we have very strong partners on the ground in these countries that are pointing people to Jesus. And that's their goal, and that hasn't changed, pandemic or not. They're pointing people to Jesus. And my friends down there in Nicaragua specifically, they have done a fantastic job adjusting to online church like us, just with much less resources. And they're knocking it out of the park, you know, putting their messages on flash drives and then walking house to house and passing these flash drives out for people to watch them because they may not have internet. Mm-hmm. So they're doing great. Pray for people in other countries. Pray for leadership of churches here in our country. If you're sitting there at home wondering how you can make a difference during the pandemic, pray. Mm-hmm. Just hit your knees and pray, because the world needs it now more than ever.
Matt, are you encouraged in your own personal faith by the presence of these two gentlemen and your work together as three different churches in this project?
Yeah, I would say most definitely. One, just because of their energy, and because of their heart. You know, when we work in our own churches and we don't get the opportunity to engage and interact with others from other churches, you know, we can feel a little bit alone. Like, what are we doing? And I know even in the three of us being here, Jim, there are so many churches in Albuquerque that are helping to meet the needs of families that are suffering through this pandemic, whether it be through the physical food, through spiritual food. You know, we have a lot of people who are shut in that are contemplating suicide. There's medical needs and so many churches here in town. And so one, it's an honor for the three of us to represent not just our three churches, but I think the Church of Albuquerque. We've been working with Love ABQ, the three of us. And I think one of the interesting things, and this was a really big encouragement for me, is right before the pandemic, if you guys remember, we did the service at Sagebrush Church, where we had 150 churches were there. We had 22. Yeah, you were there. And it was just this great night. We had all this energy. We felt like we had all of this momentum. And then all of a sudden COVID hit. And, you know, Nick went underground at Citizen trying to figure out how they meet their needs. Chris went underground. I went underground. And we were all like just working and thinking back to how long ago was that? That was in February, March that we had that. And now to be back together and to have that energy and to hear their passion for reaching people, not only with their physical needs, but reaching people with the gospel.
I am on the air right now with Nick Camacho. He is the advancement pastor with Citizen Church, and Pastor Chris Franklin with Sagebrush. He runs the missions department and Calvary Church community liaison, Matt Moffitt. Stay with us. We've got another half an hour with these gentlemen. We'll be right back.
Gonset Physical Medicine specializes in the diagnosis and treatment of spinal ligament injury. Don't ignore the pain and discomfort any longer. Schedule a consultation today at gonsted-nm.com or 505-884-8584.
The future of car buying is here at PetriePressGo.com. From fingertips to driveway, PetriePressGo.com is the easy and safe way to buy or lease from the comfort of home. Browse thousands of new and pre-owned vehicles. Click. View pricing, instant trade-in offers, real-time loan approvals, and more. Buy completely online without ever visiting our dealership. At your pace, from home, with doorstep delivery. Get started now at PetriePressGo.com.
Life can take an unexpected turn in your home or business by fire or flood. As a result, you may have mold problems. Let the experts put your mind at ease with a quick response from locally owned water extraction experts. They'll provide service within the hour, are available 24/7 for emergencies, and work with all insurance companies. Professional, certified, and friendly technicians are here to do the job right the first time. Call the experts now at 505-250-6500 or visit them online at waterextractionexperts.com.
Here's Pastor Mike Fabares with your one-minute focal point.
Have you ever felt like you're being bombarded with conflicting Christian voices? I mean, people pointing to the same passage of Scripture, but somehow coming to completely different conclusions. All these instructors claim to be Christ's sheep, but we ought to be careful because Jesus warned that some of them might in fact be harmful and deceptive wolves. Unfortunately, making the distinction between what's biblically sound and what's not isn't as simple as we might hope. False teaching will almost always have plenty of truth mixed in, and that's why it makes it so insidious. So, learning how to be discerning without being incredulous or hypercritical, it's an essential Christian virtue. And that's why we need to be diligent to study God's Word. We need to know the truth so that we can discern it from error.
Want more? Join Pastor Mike Fabares each weekday on Focal Point to be equipped for life. Details at focalpointradio.org.
On KNKT, this is ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
Matt Moffitt, community liaison with Calvary Church, in studio with us, along with Chris Franklin. He is the missions pastor at Sagebrush Church. And Nick Camacho is the advancement pastor with Citizens Church. Matt, I want to ask you a little bit about the involvement of some government agencies in the project, again, you have going on. I want to restate what's happening on June 20th, 9 o'clock a.m. to 5 p.m., Cliffs Amusement Park in their parking lot. We're all hoping that opens up soon because it's kind of fun to go take some rides. 4800 Osuna Road Northeast. So you will come down the frontage road from Jefferson and turn right on Osuna, and you will immediately see the Cliffs Amusement Park parking lot to your right. It'll be set up so that you will pull in, and you will be given a box of food. So that's the event. There's going to be fresh produce. It's just an amazing thing. Sagebrush, Citizen, Calvary coming together to provide this food along with Convoy of Hope. But I understand, Matt, you got APS involved and some other agencies.
Jim, I've been fortunate to be in studio many times with Holly Slade, the founder of Feed New Mexico Kids, and Feed New Mexico Kids has allowed us to build a really strong relationship with APS, and we deliver a couple thousand snack packs a week to APS. Well, that's a network of families that we wanted to target with our food drive on the 20th. And so I reached out to APS. I said, is there a way that we can get flyers into the hands of those families who need the food? And they were very excited to be able to provide that opportunity to send those flyers out to their family liaisons at each of the schools that have Title I kids and get the information out there. But again, we think, you know, that the only need is in the South Valley or in the international zone, but we just see that the need here in Albuquerque is far and wide. It could be your neighbor. And so the help we need from the community is letting people know. Let your neighbors know. Look, if you have a need, they're not going to ask you any questions. They're not going to ask for your ID. Just show up on the 20th at Cliffs parking lot. And by the way, Cliffs has been amazing. Yeah. They have just opened that parking lot up and said, whatever you need, we are here. We can't open right now. This has been a hard season for them because when school is out, that's their biggest time of year. And so this whole summer for them has been a very difficult season. So they said, yeah, use it. We're happy to let you use it. And so APS has made it available. I've been working with APD. They're going to put the information up on their website. I've been working with the mayor's office, and he's going to talk about it in one of his state of the city addresses and let people know. And so that's how the community can help us, is just to get the word out to your family, friends, neighbors who have a need to come out.
Yeah. And it sounds like it's going to be simple. Again, no need for embarrassment or feeling ridiculed or anything else. You have a need. You guys are here to meet the need. It's going to be available to you. Just drive up. Bring your family. Everybody's going to be happy. You're going to get a beautiful box of food. Nick, off air just a minute ago during the break, we were talking about my earlier question about the qualifications to be a volunteer, and you started to share a story about yourself, and I said, Nick, you got to say it on the radio. Share that story with us, will you?
No, absolutely. You know, we were talking about that there's no qualifications needed to come out and serve on June 20th and be a part of this event. And we also were talking about how sometimes people might feel like they need to be at a certain place spiritually before they get out and serve others. And, you know, that was not my story. My story was I came to Christ at 18 years old. And, you know, as I was figuring out what Jesus, you know, who Jesus was to me and who he was going to be and what my future looked like, I got involved, and it was serving that got me stuck to the church. It was serving that allowed me to get connected, build friendships, build relationships. And it's serving, I honestly feel like, that gave me a lot of purpose. And so I remember at 18 just coming alongside some youth leaders and showing up for some events, kids playing park and the football, and I was in no position to necessarily pour in and mentor these kids, but I was in a position to love on them. I was in a position to spend time with them and to invest in them and to give to them. And so it was just a great opportunity for me to do so. So if you're sitting there in your home or in your car right now and you're thinking to yourself, I'm not in the best position or the best place to invest or to serve, I want to tell you that's a lie from the enemy, and we want you to get out there. We want you to get connected and be a part of what God's doing. And honestly, this event is as much for the people that we're serving as it is for the people that are serving. And so this provides the volunteers with an opportunity to feel like they're a part of something bigger. We've got three churches represented coming together, God's church in our city, and it provides volunteers to be a part of something bigger. It provides volunteers, just the feeling of being able to serve other people and to make a difference and to do something tangible for other people in our community. And so, again, it's just as much for the volunteers as it is for the people we're serving.
Oh, I love that. That's really cool stuff.
Here's the beautiful secret to serving is you'll walk away more blessed than you blessed somebody.
It's good.
It just fills you up so much. So maybe you're sitting there, like you said, and been sitting there for weeks upon weeks, just wondering, man, what's my point in life? Come out, help us serve, and you're going to walk away feeling great.
Yeah,
I can guarantee it because that's what God does.
Well, I want to also share with our audience the very first show that I did, which was almost a year ago, mid-June last year. Nick was on the show, and Nick was sharing with us some work that they started doing at Highland High School. So I don't want to criticize APS because I think APS does as good a job as they feel like they can do, and they need the community to come behind them. But one of the things that your church noticed is that the football team didn't have very current equipment.
Yeah.
And the girls' cross-country team didn't have very nice uniforms, et cetera, et cetera. And you guys came up with some money. And you came in and bought all new athletic equipment.
Yeah.
And you then earned the right to be heard over a period of time. They had a little building that was a storage building. It was actually just filled with junk.
Yeah.
And I've been in that. I mean, I'm a native New Mexican, so I've been here and around Highland a long time. It's a great place. At one day, it was one of the most thriving athletic programs in the state back when all the Air Force kids that were staying on the base were going to Highland and Albuquerque High. And now they're kind of staying out in Rio Rancho. So Rio Rancho and Cleveland are getting the benefit of all those athletes. But I think about our community when I think about what you've done, Nick, and you guys earned some credibility with APS to where you even went in and remodeled the storage building.
Yeah.
You have after-school tutoring and all kinds of activities. Now, I know you probably can't tell me how that all is going to look now under COVID.
Sure.
But you did some great work. Tell us a little bit more about other things you're doing in the community right now.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, that we call them student growth centers. Mm. And so that just came from our willingness to serve no strings attached. Mm. We went to the school and we said, what do you need? And they listed off several things that, you know, they were in need of. And we said, okay, okay, okay. And that's what our role was for a season, was just being there to meet needs, no strings attached. And that led us to conversations with the principal and some of the senior members of the leadership team there at Highland to convert their old wood shop that they haven't used. They lost wood shop as a program to this place that they call the hub, where students can receive tutoring, mentoring, and also a safe place for them to go before and after school and during passing periods, also a reward space for those students. And so that was birthed out of those conversations and our willingness to serve no strings attached. And what's been so cool about that is that space is still thriving. We're still invested in and involved with Highland and supporting that community. I went to Highland. I'm biased. I think it's the greatest school in the world. But we love Highland. But we've also, God has opened up some incredible doors, and there are some amazing, amazing people at APS that see the church, you know, in Albuquerque, all of our hearts to serve. And, you know, Calvary does it, Sagebrush does it, and other churches do it too. And they're actually more willing to allow us to get in there than people think. And so since we were able to, do that at Highland, we then built a student growth center at Van Buren Middle School, working with the faculty there. Same concept, same idea.
Feeder school to Highland.
Yep, feeder school to Highland. And we just before the COVID, you know, things happened, we were about to launch our Manzano build. That's being pushed back till August as of right now. But we're still all systems go. We're meeting with senior officials at APS, some senior leadership, the senior leadership team there for that district, talking about what that space will be, how it's going to be leveraged by the school. We're meeting with the principal. The principal's been to our church and was able to speak to our congregation on what this space is going to do for the students there. And it all goes back. I mean, obviously, all glory to God and all credit to God, but it all goes back to the willingness for us, for the church, just to go in and say, hey, we love you, we want to help you, and we're here for you, no strings attached.
Yeah, that's a great story. Chris, I want to put you on the spot, and I'm going to tell you a little bit about me and Matt Moffitt. Now, Matt and I have just gotten to know each other in the last year, but we're similar age. And I can tell you that we both experienced evangelism was taking these little pamphlets called the Three Spiritual Laws. Remember those?
I do.
And we would walk up to people and we would share with them the Three Spiritual Laws. And I don't want to speak on Matt's behalf, but I'm embarrassed to say that if a person didn't immediately want to pray to accept Christ, I was going on to the next person. So it was very careless, frankly. And I see something different with these young guys, Matt. I see you learning how and earning the right to be heard. Tell us how important that is in ministry, Chris.
It's huge. You don't have the right to speak into someone's life until they're going to have the ears to hear you speak into somebody's life. You know, when the guy went to Jesus and he says, "Hey, what's the most important commandment?" And Jesus says, "Love God, love others." It's really just that simple. So how do you love others? I love what Citizen is doing. What do you need? That's loving others. Not going in and going, "Hey, you know what? We would love to build a Bible study room in your school." They're going to go, "Why? That doesn't help me. I don't need that." So it's just going to people. How can we love you? What do you need? How can we meet you right where you're at? And then once you meet them there, man, you've earned the right to speak into their life.
Yeah.
James talks about it, you know, it's this both and, because you can't just give people stuff and then not tell them about the greatest thing ever in Jesus, because then you're sending them to hell with an awesome building.
Right.
Right. But you also just can't walk in there and say, "Here's my three spiritual laws. Okay, on to the next," because they're still hungry when you left them.
Mm-hmm.
So if you can feed them, love them, and then tell them how much God loves them, man, you can make lifelong, eternal impacts in their life. So it's extremely important to meet people where they're at.
I love it. What a great conversation. One more segment with Matt Moffitt, Chris Franklin, and Nick Camacho with Citizen Church. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
How does KNKT mean business? KNKT is in the business of sharing the gospel. KNKT is also supported by local businesses who we, in turn, encourage you to support with your patronage. Here's Steve Ryman visiting one such business.
We recently had a chance to catch up with Buck Buckner, the owner of Rain Tunnel Car Spa. Here's what he had to say about doing business locally.
Hey, Budgay. Car Spa and other local businesses are joining forces to launch a campaign called Local First. It's a call to action to spend our hard-earned money with locally owned businesses. Why local? For every dollar spent at local businesses, the economic impact on our local economy is 3 to 4 times that of the same dollar spent at a non-local entity. With them, profits beyond minor repairs are exported. Local businesses reinvest in the community again and again. Local businesses are completely dependent on community support and thus have a much deeper tie to the neighborhood. Local businesses are as competitive as non-locals. They hire local, promote local, and operate with far less employee turnover. National tenants are not a critical piece of our local economy and arrive only years after local business success. Where are those nationals? Sports Authority, Marcello's, Borders, Raley's, Copeland's, Zia's. Poof. Gone. Legislators, along with American Express, suggest we take one day to buy local. Nice thought. Don't they know our local businesses operate 365 days per year? So think, act, and do local first. Shop local, dine local, wash local, bank local, construct local, search engine local, follow local media. And finally, to increase the coffers for an even greater Albuquerque, keep it local.
To hear your business featured on KNKT, email advertise@knkt.com.
On KNKT, this is ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
Welcome back into ABQ Connect. Nick Camacho, Advancement Pastor with Citizen Church, Missions Pastor Chris Franklin with Sagebrush, and Calvary Church Community Liaison. Matt Moffitt have been just blessing me and blessing my socks off by being in the same room, talking about a cool project coming up. Want to reiterate that to you, and we're going to tell you one more time even after I do it now. June 20th, parking lot of Cliffs Amusement Park at 4800 Osuna Road, 9 o'clock a.m. to 5 o'clock. You can drive in, pick up a free box of delicious food, perishables, vegetables, all kinds of good stuff. It's a really neat event. And these three churches, I got to say, for years, Citizens Church, Sagebrush, and Calvary have helped to anchor the community of faith in Albuquerque. Now they're coming together to bring much needed relief to families in Albuquerque. What's next, Matt Moffitt?
Well, it was interesting when Nick and Chris were talking about loving people and just helping to meet the needs in the community with no agenda, just reaching out and loving people. I was thinking, you know, we've got Convoy of Hope, an amazing organization. That's a Christian organization that provides food relief, disaster relief all across the country and around the world. And they are the ones who are providing three truckloads, semi-truck full of food and all of the things that we're going to be passing out. And then we got a call last week from Samaritan's Purse, another relief organization that does work all around the world. And they said, we want to reach out and come alongside what's going on out on the Navajo Nation. And my lands, if you listen to the news, one of the things that we hear is just how difficult things are in McKinley County. And is it San Juan?
San Juan County, yes.
San Juan County. I'm the newest Albuquerque. I'm a newbie. And so they said, we need some churches who can come along and help provide hygiene kits and cleaning kits that can be provided to the family. So again, as Chris and Nick were walking in today, I said, hey guys, we got another opportunity. And again, because their hearts are just like mine, they said, we're in. What can we do? And so we have the opportunity to provide these hygiene kits and cleaning kits, hygiene, shampoo, conditioner, washcloth, bath soap, hand soap, toothpaste, toothbrush, deodorant for both men and women, toilet paper. Man, that's, you know, been a pretty hot commodity. And if people want to collect those items, not the travel size, but the size you would buy for your home, they can bring them to any one of our churches, to Citizen, to Sagebrush, to Calvary, to any of our locations, and drop that off. We'll put it together. We'll get it out to Gallup, where there's now at Rehoboth School, another Christian organization. They have a gym that they've set aside as a warehouse, and all of the hygiene items are going down there. They're putting it together with the food that Convoy of Hope is providing and sending 500 boxes of food and hygiene and cleaning kits out into the Navajo Nation every week. So my hope is, Jim, that when we come out on the other side of this COVID and all of the stuff that's going on in our community, that what people will see is that the church stood tall. And it was a church that really made a difference in meeting the needs of our community, and that we care about our community, not just our churches, so good, but we care about our community. And my heart has always been to build a bridge from the community of faith to the community at large, because we have so many resources together that we can pour into our city and make a difference.
Yeah. Who is Sagebrush Church? Is that this beautiful building and campus that you have down on the west side, Chris?
It's sure not. And if this pandemic has not clarified that, then I don't know what will, right? It's not about a building. We haven't used our building 3 months. Again, time starts bleeding together. But it's been a while. Mm-hmm. But the church has never closed, because it's about the people. And the people are what make this happen. It's the generosity of the people of these three churches that have enabled us to get these trailers of food, to get the supplies, to get the food from the semi-trucks into the people's cars. Again, June 20th, starting at 9 a.m., you can come line up outside Cliffs Park, Cliffs Amusement Park. You'll see a line of cars. Just hop in that line of cars. You'll see smiling people from each of these churches.
Well, no, you won't see anybody smiling because they'll have masks on.
Well, they could draw like a smile.
Yeah, they can draw a smile, right? And smile with the eyes, right?
Defeats the whole purpose of the mask once you draw on it, I'm just saying. But you could draw on it. And then we'll open the gates up, come in, pop your trunk. We'll throw food in there, smile at you again through our masks, and then send you on your way to go love somebody else. June 20th, 9 a.m., till we run out of food. Tell your friends. These guys have said it over and over again. We need help getting the word out. What an awesome opportunity if you're sitting here listening, wondering how you can help. Maybe you can't get out. You can't come serve. Then tell somebody.
Yeah.
Tell any and everyone you know there's free food. Hey, if there's one thing I like, it's free stuff. Yeah. And I like food. You give me free food, I like that even more. So go tell your friends and family there's free food out there. Come get it.
Nick, how do you want to speak to people about just getting up off the couch and even going to pick up free food? I mean, are there people that won't receive this gift because they're too prideful?
I hope not. Yeah. At the end of the day, I hope not. The gift is there, and we want to be a blessing. And we want people to show up to serve too. So, going back to what we've said already, we are so excited that we have the privilege and opportunity to serve our community as the Capital C Church. We want to see everybody show up, whether you're a part of Citizen Copper Point. Oh my gosh, we used to be Copper Point. We're part of Citizen Calvary or Sagebrush.
That's awesome. A Nick Gonzalez.
That was Nick Gonzalez's church. Regardless of what church you call home, though, we want you to come out and serve. Be a part of it. Again, I'm going to give you the website one more time. You can check out citizen.church/events if you're wanting to sign up to serve. And if you're wanting to show up to get food, we just want to encourage you to be there on Saturday, June 20th. It's going to be an incredible day.
And no sign up is required.
No sign up is required. We're not going to ask for ID. And what I would encourage people to do, maybe you have a neighbor who doesn't have the ability to come out and get food.
Yeah,
you know what? Come out and get it for them and take and do That's a good door drop. Do, you know, little doorbell ditch. And, you know, do
Just don't light it on fire as you run away.
Yeah, no. No fires on the front porches. But if you have a neighbor who needs food, if you have a relative across town who needs food, come pick it up. You can take it and deliver it to them. Hey, what a gift that would be.
I don't think Chris is as young as you think. He's got, actually has a physical Bible open instead of an app on his cell phone.
Yeah, he wanted to show off.
I just
off.
Have this verse that I want to share
That's
with.
That's a missions pastor there for you. Right
there. It feels so good to hold the Bible. But I have this verse that I think speaks so well to what the Big C Church is doing right now. And this is Jesus' words, John 17 and verse 20, as he's praying for us over 2,000 years ago. My prayer is not for them alone. I pray also for those who will believe in me through their message, that all of them may be one. Father, as you and I are one, may they also be in us, so that the world may believe that you have sent me. I have given them glory that you gave me, that they may be one as we are one, I in them and you in me, so they may be brought to complete unity. Then the world will know that you sent me and have loved them even as you have loved me. And it just speaks so well to the church coming together to show the love to the community.
Yeah.
And that's what this whole thing is about. Food is the mechanism for us to love the community as the Big C Church.
I'm very excited. How about this next project? When is that going to be happening?
It's actually happening now.
Okay.
Samaritan's Purse has deployed this week to Rehoboth. They are working and basing out of the Rehoboth School down in Gallup. Out in Gallup, that's not down, that's out west, right? And they're going to be working there probably for the next month. They're bringing in doctors and nurses to help relieve some of the tension that's been happening out on the reservation with such a demand for the nurses and doctors there, giving them a break, taking over one of the hospitals there. The president and vice president have been so amazing down in the Navajo Nation to work with and have opened the doors to say, come, we need the help. And so the local churches are coming along to help.
First Lady Fafilia Nez has been on the program and sharing all the needs of the Navajo Reservation, but she hasn't been on since COVID hit. And I know we need to pray for President Nez and his wife and their leadership. They're strong Christian people and just loving on, you know, everybody on the Navajo Nation.
Yeah.
So, Hey, show's over. I'm sorry that we could talk another half an hour, but I appreciate you guys very much. Nick Camacho, thank you for joining us. I appreciate you very much. Chris Franklin, Sagebrush Church, and Matt Moffitt, you guys are great, and I ask God to bless you and just keep this project held up in His hands, because it's going to be spectacular. All right. We'll see you next week
on the 18th with you.
Amen. All right. Thanks for joining us.
Jim Williams is a production of KNKT. The views expressed on ABQ Connect do not necessarily reflect the views of the staff or management of KNKT. If you missed any or part of today's show, get the free podcast at abqconnect.online.